did you want?
I want you to introduce yourself. And now that you've heard Myrna's testimonial, you've seen the pictures, what do you think of the phenomenon of Our Lady of Supaniya?
I think it's remarkable, very remarkable, and that it should have happened to a young girl of her age back in the early 80s. And, it reminds me of some of the people whom saw Our Lady at Knock in Ireland way back in 1879. Some of those people that seen Our Lady there were very young. And it's fantastic to see that Our Lady had come to a young person. She can carry that story right around the globe. She'll have the energy to do it, and Our Lady will give her the energy to do it.
And what do you think of the person, Myrna?
Myrna is a beautiful person, spiritual, kind, caring, and it shows through her. As we say in Ireland, I may not pass this way again, but someday I will. I'll come back with the message. And the other thing I would like to say, she has that universal face about her. It's not just Eastern, it's not Western, but she has that international looking face about her, and that face radiates the universality of the church.
And the essence of her messages?
The essence of her message to me was thought-provoking, food for thought, as we'd say, and also very spiritual, very deep spiritual. Comes from the heart, her message. That's for me.
Can it be summed up in a word or two?
Mary speaks through her. Mary speaks to her, through her. And the message of Christ is also spoken through her.
Well, thank you very much, Father.
Thank you.